Hi, it's Mrs. Krish. Welcome to Diary of Mom's Interviews and Stories podcast. This will probably be the shortest episode that I have ever done, but I wanted to take the time to share with you a great, great resource. If you are a mom who has battled with PPD, postpartum depression, or anxiety, you do not want to miss this episode. And you also may want to share this episode with another mom or friend who you also know has had just battles and struggles with postpartum depression or just depression and anxiety in general. So thank you for joining me on this episode of Diary of Mom's Interviews and Stories. Hi, it's Mrs. Krish, and thank you for joining me on another episode of Diary of Moms Interviews and Stories. I appreciate you moms just tapping in, listening to the episodes, sending me messages, and just providing me with feedback. Personally, I know last week the audio quality wasn't the best. That wasn't necessarily to my liking, but sometimes I have to record episodes through downtime with while watching my girls. So I had a quick little moment to pop in the next room and record it. So there was a bit more of an echo in that space. But I just thank you for still rocking with me on that last episode and listening to me. This is going to be a very, very quick episode, but I just wanted to take the time to provide a resource to you. If you are a new mom, or if you're a mom whose children are a bit older and you've had struggles with anxiety, postpartum depression, or depression, there is a wonderful podcast that I have been listening to called Defeat Postpartum Depression by Arielle Wozniak. And this is such a game-changing podcast, moms. She provides solutions that do not require medication to really heal moms from postpartum depression. And I say depression and anxiety as well, because I do feel like even if you are a mom whose kids are a little older, or maybe not even a mom, if you're a woman who has had struggles with anxiety and depression, I feel like you could still receive a lot of great information and resource from her podcast. Personally, for me, it has been very helpful and very encouraging to know as a mom that I'm not alone with some of the experiences that I've gone through while being pregnant and after having children and really triumphing PPD. So one thing that's great about this podcast is Arielle is very, very transparent with her journey. She provides very real experiences and moments that she's gone through, whether it may be uncomfortable or not. I feel like it's important as moms that we kind of go there with our experiences. That way we can just kind of, I feel like that just makes us relatable as moms. It makes us feel like we're not alone. It definitely helps with the healing, because some of the experiences that I've personally had, I thought, oh my goodness, something is very wrong with me, because you hear these PPD stories or experiences from some platforms, and it's very surface level and not necessarily as in depth as it could be, because at times it's kind of like the acceptable versions of it. So there were moments where I felt like, oh my goodness, like something's really wrong with me. But after hearing her platform as well as other stories, it made me feel like I'm not alone. I will get through this. I have gotten through this. And I'm very grateful for that space. So, moms, if you need a resource for postpartum depression, if you need a resource for just depression, anxiety, or if you know another mom who may need this resource, or a friend who's not a mom but still may need this resource, please tune in to Defeat Postpartum Depression with Aria Wozniak. I believe that her podcast is available on all platforms. I personally listen to it on Apple Podcasts, but check it out. I really believe that this space will bless you. I believe that it will help you tremendously. And I think that it will be very healing to your journey. One big takeaway that I received from the podcast as well is that we are journeying through. So these seasons that we go through, although they may seem very permanent at times, they may feel like they can be very permanent, they are not. These are moments. These are experiences that help us with our journey. They help us with our testimony. They definitely strengthen us, but these do not need to be permanent moments for us by any means. And we do not need to receive these moments as permanent at all. Which is why if you even listen to my previous episode, I touched on that a bit as well. We don't need to take and receive the thought, and we don't need to speak it. I have experienced anxiety. I have experienced depression, but I do not claim depression. I do not claim anxiety. I do not claim that that's just what I have and that's just me. No, I have experienced it by the grace of God. I have gotten through it. And that's why I'm so passionate about this space as well, in hopes that other moms can heal from this, other women can heal from this, and know that they aren't alone, and that the only solution isn't necessarily medication. You know, it's not just vitamins and herbs. It starts with their minds as well. And so just know I'm rooting for you, moms. Know that I'm here for you. Like, literally, if you need to chat or whatever, please feel free to email me, cw@mrskrish.com. Okay? Reach out to your girl. And I just hope that you have a fantastic week. And until next time, moms. See, I told you this would be a quick episode this week. I hope that you were able to take away a great resource. The link of the podcast that I mentioned is in the description of this episode, Defeat Postpartum Depression. So please click that link. You can head on over and listen to this great podcast platform immediately. Also, I have an exciting announcement. A Beard Like My Dad children's book is now available on Amazon. A Beard Like My Dad is a children's book that my husband wrote. My son, Michael David, inspired my husband to write this book. It is a beautiful book. I call it the next children's book classic. But yes, it is now available on Amazon. So you can head on over to Amazon, just type in A Beard Like My Dad book, or you could type A Beard Like My Dad children's book. You could also head on over to our company Instagram at ALWD Company to purchase the book directly off Instagram as well. But if you're listening to this episode and you've purchased this book already, please do me a huge favor. If you could head on over to either Google or Amazon and just write a review for the book, we would greatly appreciate it. As I've kind of shared before, this is a self-published book that my husband and I put out through our company, A Life Well Dressed, and we're just passionate creatives. We are a micro but macro company, so this means a lot that we were able to put this book out and have it available for all families and children to connect with and to relate to. So this is very exciting. So it means so much for you to just take the time to write a review and check out A Beard Like My Dad Children's book. Thank you, and until next time.